This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While the Democrat-controlled U.S. House drafts and passes bills to compel full funding for free abortions, their pro-life opponents are urging a veto and have sent President Trump the committed votes to sustain that veto in Congress. One bill plans to spend foreign aid dollars to legalize abortion in pro-life countries like Poland. Another bill targets the Hyde Amendment to compel Americans to pay for abortion. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate votes this week to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Two states are selling out to population control, arguing against the Little Sisters of the Poor last week. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra made a crude argument that abortion and contraception are cheaper than those darned expensive pregnancies. And as if rights come from the state, New York legislators are contending that a person is only a human being who has been born. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, a new Marist poll finds strong opposition, even among pro-choice voters, to aborting Down syndrome children. Parents are pressured to abort at the slightest indication that a mother is pregnant with such a diagnosis. And documents leaked to Breitbart this week suggest the methods by which Google censors pro-life content on YouTube. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.